It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacaparo Valley High School for section playoffs. That's right, we're done with the regular season, and we're going to start section playoffs here tonight in volleyball. Section 3A volleyball, and the Dawson Boy Blackjacks take on the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. The winner of this match tonight will continue on in section play. And they'll play Friday at Canby. And, of course, the loser packs it up for the season. The other section game tonight is happening in Lakeview and Cottonwood. Lakeview taking on Yellow Medicine East. Those are the two, well, if you call them pigtail matches here in Section 3A volleyball. Take a look at Lacaparo Valley this year. They are 12-10. They have played Dawson Boy twice this season, once in the Benson tournament and beat the Blackjacks 2-0. Then just, I believe it was last 2 weeks ago, in Dawson Boy, the Eagles swept the Blackjacks 3-0. They were a close set, however. And so this is their third matchup here tonight. For Dawson Boy, the Blackjacks are 5-21. And as I mentioned, you know, they've did really well in that Benson tournament. When was that? Mid-September. They won a couple matches there in the Benson tournament, and they've competed well. The win-loss isn't what Coach Haley Gritmacher would like, but they're competing well, and they're just about in every match. So it should be a good matchup here tonight between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First, for the visiting Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, number 2, Natea Ritter, defensive specialist, 5'3", senior. Number 3, Addie Tufto, middle blocker, 5'8", senior. Number 6, Reese Johnson, an outside hitter. Reese is 5'8", and a senior. Number 7, Bailey Boffin. Bailey's the center, and she's a good one. She's 5'7", and a senior. Number 15, Caden Perkins, the sophomore, 5'8", outside hitter. And Lindsay Lund, a defensive specialist, 5'7", senior. The Blackjacks are coached by Amber Omlin, Caroline Dahl, and head coach Haley Gritmacher. Now your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lacaparo Valley Eagles with their 12-10 record. Number 2, the center, a young one, and she's good also, Maya Sowatsky. Number 4, an outside hitter, 5'7", senior, Brandy Meyer. Number 5, Jalen Lee, a middle hitter, 6-foot senior. Abby Amlin, number 8, she's a center, 5'11", junior. Callie Kahn, a middle hitter, 5'11", junior. And number 13, Samara Sepinen, a center, 5'6", senior. The assistant coach is Janelle Boyum, and the interim head coach is Molly Hennins. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. As I mentioned, Section 3A tournament after today moves to the higher seeds. The Minnesota Vikings receive the number 1 seed. They get a first round bye. They're awaiting the winner of Lakeview and Yellow Medicine East tonight. The second round will be played all East Renville County West. McCray will host Central Minnesota Christian. Canby will host the winner of Lacaparo Valley, Dawson Boyd. That's in Section 3A North. I should mention the Camden Conference Championship is tonight in Mineota. Mineota, the South champions. Of course, Camden Conference is split up into two divisions, the North and the South. And the South champion this year was the Minnesota Vikings. The North champion, the McRae Wolverines. And they are playing tonight for the overall Camden Conference Championship. And that's being held in Minnesota. 7 o'clock starts there. We'll try to keep you up to date on that as well. That wraps up our Subway pregame show here at La Caparo Valley. The Blackjacks and the Eagles are on the floor warming up. We're just a couple of minutes away from the opening serve. And so we will take a commercial break and be back in a couple minutes after the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be back after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Canby Meat Center, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones & Company, Tron Tassel Seeds, First Security Bank of Canby, Purus, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Lackbarrel Cloth Oil Company, Sturdos of Canby, State Bank of Taunton, Dixon Chiropractic, Swearable Designs. Section sports brought to you by Heather Nursery, Larson Brothers Concrete, Lackbarrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Minnesota West Community College, City Hall Bar and Grill, UFP Minnesota, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ludwigs and Tyler, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Wolfslager Concrete, Invenergy, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Appleton Area Health, Chival Mutual Fire Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tufty Auto and Sales, Prince Bank, Dawson Dairy Queen, CCM Health, Gisselson's Hardware. Section sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Kluver Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, A&B Auto, Haas Seeds, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Independent Oil Company, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Miller Services Incorporated, Greater Community Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section sports brought to you by Woodstock Telephone Company, Culligan, KB's Bar and Grill, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Shadowland Trucking, Lean Lumber, Canby Farmers Grain, Dawson Truck Parts, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Minnesota Building Center, Warren Trigestead, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Sather Building Supplies, MVTV Wireless, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Chris Wodzinski for House, Vortex Ag, Prairie Sun Bank. Section sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Madison Bottling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Pete's Electric Motor, Kennett's Chiropractic Center, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gruel Electric, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars at Hendricks, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Cliff Wiesman Incorporated.
And UFP.
Our roots are right here in this area. As a community credit union, many of us were born and raised in the communities that we serve. Because of that, we make our decisions right here at the credit union. Some places have local branches. We have local roots.
Greater Community Credit Union, a better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greatercu.com.
The Jenny O. Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Jenny O. Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Jenny O. Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to La Caparo Valley High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And the national anthem has been played, and we're about ready for Section 3A volleyball playoff. Scott Swatsky, the public address announcer, introducing the Dawson Boy Blackjacks right now. And as always, whenever La Caparo Valley plays Dawson Boyd, we always get a super crowd. And we have a great crowd out here at La Caparo Valley tonight. Looks like the theme night for the La Caparo Valley students is Cowboy Night. A lot of cowboy caps over there looking like they're having a lot of fun. Well, a lot of pressure because you want to win, because if you win, you move on. You continue on in section play. If you lose, your season comes to an abrupt halt. And both these teams, they're friends. There's some of them may be teammates on other co-op sports like track and field and dance line, shadows. Actually, the shadows started practice today. And they know each other well. It's a good, fun rival between Dawson Boyd and Lockefeller Valley, no matter what sport it is. Right now, the Eagles are being introduced. The gym lights are completely off, and the spotlights are on the Eagles on the floor, much like you see at the Timberwolves or Lynx game. Don't know if I should mention Lynx or not, but congratulations on the Minnesota Lynx on an outstanding season. I watched the championship game last night against the Liberty from New York, and quite a game that was. Yeah, it's hard to believe we're wrapping up this fall season already. Section play, we're going to have a busy week. We got volleyball tonight on Q92. Tomorrow night, Dawson Boyd hosts Lockefeller Valley in football at RB Clayfield. Thursday, I'll be in Laverne for section cross country and covering Lockefeller Valley, Dawson Boyd, and Camby Mineota teams. See, we'll go to the state cross country. Friday, I'll be in Camby. Camby awaiting the winner of this match here between Lockefeller Valley and Dawson Boyd. That's Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, I'll be in Olivia for section football. The Bold Warriors will either host Dawson Boyd or Lockefeller Valley Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The lights are back on. The girls are on the floor. We're ready for some volleyball action. Coach Haley Grittmacher out on the floor. Coach Molly Heaven for the Eagles on the floor. And once again, your starters for the Blackjacks, Ritter, Tufto, Johnson, Bothman, Perkins, and Lindsay Lund. For the Eagles, Sawatsky, Meyer, Lee, Hamlin, Kahn, and Seppinen. And the Dawson Boyd student section, they're here in big numbers tonight as well, sitting below me here, cheering on the Blackjacks. Lindsay Lund will serve to start the match. Glad you're with us on Q92. Volleyball, section volleyball. Want to thank our premier sponsor, UFT Mineota. We'll be mentioning them quite a bit with the scorer and everything. And before we get started, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to Kelly Tufto, Addie's mom, celebrating a birthday. She's here in the stands, of course, cheering on her daughter in the Blackjacks tonight. Michael Lynn from the West Central Tribune, Wilmer Papers, who is next to me here. He's here covering the match tonight as well. So got a lot of press, a lot of fans, and the referees are ready. And the volleyball is placed in the hands of Lindsay Lund, the senior, state Class A golf champion, individual champion, team champion for the Blackjacks last spring. Lindsay is going to go to Winona State to play golf. And here we go. Oh, we got a little delay here for some reason. Coach Sawatsky asking for some help over here. And I'm not sure what the delay is. But I think we're good. Okay, here we go. Lund is underway. She serves across. The Eagles return it back to Lindsay. Here's Bothman with the set. And Tufto with a drive. Nice dig by Seppinen. From the back row, it's Abby or Jalen Lee with her first kill. And the Eagles go up 1-0. Coming off the bench to serve is Mikey Ann Elias. Good volleyball player. She's a senior. Here's the serve by Elias in the Blackjacks. Here's a hit out of bounds by number three, Addie Tufto. Dawson girls coming into the commentary, coming into the front doors, and they're asking me, who else going to cheer for tonight? Because they know I cover both Dawson boys and Lacaparo Valley. That was a good question. I'm cheering for both of them. How about that? 2-0, Lacaparo Valley, 2-1 as the Eagles cannot return it on the third hit. And Lacaparo Valley leading 2-1, and now serving for Dawson Boyd is Tyler Yomlin, and she serves it out of bounds, long, hit the back wall, 3-1 Eagles. Here's Sawatsky, an eighth grader. Outstanding athlete for a young girl. She serves in the back row there. And the blackjack blocked at the net by Lee. Boffin set up. Reese Johnson from the outside. Kaboom! I saw that the other night. Boffin and Johnson work so well together. Natalia Ritter off the bench to serve. 3-2, a one-point lead for Lacaparo Valley in the Sepadan. Randy Meyer now over to Mikey Ann. That's Samara stepping in, and the Blackjacks can't return it. Tyler Yomlin gave it a good effort there, just couldn't keep it out. Coach Molly Hennon on the floor, and Peyton Sachs comes in to serve. It's a two-point lead for Lacaparo Valley. Paul Ramel here out at the Eagles Nest tonight, section volleyball playoffs. Peyton Sachs serve in the lunge. Oh, and then a carry called on the center, Boffin. She bumped in to Caden Perkins pretty hard there. And it's 5-2 Eagles. Sachs serves again. Over the net it goes. And it's an ace serve for Peyton Sachs. Back row for the Blackjacks, unable to handle it and pass it up to the net. Actually, it went backwards. Coach Grittmacher out there. 6-2. Peyton serves again in the back row to Yaman. Nice pass up to the net and over the net. Boffin, instead of setting it, Bailey Boffin touches it over the net. Eagles were not ready for it. And it's 6-3. That was a point for Dawson Boyd. Nice play by Boffin. Boffin will serve now. Down by three, the Blackjacks are. And here's Bailey serve. It's tight into the back row to Elias. Passes it up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee. And the net violation on the Blackjacks. 7-3. Eagles opening up a four-point lead here. Jalen Lee, the senior, serving. You want your season to continue in the Yama. Nice pass by Kyler. Here's Dahl. Perkins with a monster kill. Hayden Perkins, a sophomore. Hammered that one down off the set of Bailey Boffin. Point Dawson Boyd, 7-4. We're in set one. Thanks for tuning in. And here's Reese Johnson. Reese run jump serve into the back row to Elias. Sawatsky. Brandy Meyer gets the kill from the outside. Sawatsky with a beautiful set there to Brandy Meyer. She timed that one perfectly. Serving is number 13, Samara Sepinen. And she just barely cleared. Oh, a nice play there by Reese. She got it over on one hit. Here's Meyer hits it. Was it tip? No. Point Dawson Boyd. It went out of bounds. Looked like it was tipped. Perkins will serve. Blackjacks have cut it to three. 8-5 Eagles. Perkins. Nice pass up to Sawatsky. And now that was Callie Kahn gets it over. Blocked by Kahn. Kahn gets it over with her left hand. And the Blackjacks hit it into the net. What a play by the Eagles, Callie Kahn. 9-5. Lacaparo Valley. Nice crowd on hand here. It always is when the Blackjacks and the Eagles play each other. Here's a serve into Perkins. Boffin's going to set up. Tufto in the middle, and Addie banned on it. 10-5, 5-point lead, biggest lead of the match here for either team. Coach Haley Grittmacher way out on the floor, hollering instructions defensively. Meyer serves into Perkins, passes the ball to Boffin. Here's Yamlin from the outside, and she hits it out of bounds. And Coach Haley Grittmacher's going to call a timeout. 11-5, Lacapaul Valley. Timeout, Blackjacks. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Blackjack and Eagle Volleyball right here on Q92.
Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust. We offer individualized care that caters to the ever-changing needs of our residents. We offer 10 private rooms, 24-hour awake staff, home-style meals and snacks, housekeeping and laundry, and medication management and delivery. Our monthly rate includes room and board, nutritional services, activities, maintenance, and utilities. Stop by anytime to visit or call Jennifer at 320-321-4067. God bless you and make it a great day.
Lean Lumber in Boyd and Madison provide a variety of different types of wood to cover every part of your new construction project or renovation. Whether it's for flooring, doors, windows, or shingles, Lean Lumber has it all. And they deliver. Call or visit their Madison shop today to get what you need. 320-698-7151. They are located right along Highway 40 in Madison. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Saturdays from 8. Lean.
All right, coming out of commercial break, the Eagles. Brandy Meyer just served two ace serves there and extends the Eagle lead to 13-5 over to Blackjack. Brandy Meyer serves again. Here's Yamlin with a soft touch. Nice dig by Stepanen, and she scores! Samara Stepanen! Whoa, what a beautiful play there by number 13, Samara. She's a senior. 14-5, Lacapaul Valley. Brandy Meyer again with the serve into Reese Johnson. Pops it to Perkins, and now a carry called on Perkins. And the Eagles are out to a 10-point lead, 15-5. Meyer continuing to serve here for Lacapaul Valley, and Strathmone can't handle it, and that's 3-8 serves for Brandy Meyer in this set, and Coach Grittmacher a little upset now, Haley is, calling another timeout. We'll take another commercial break. Your UFP Minnesota scoreboard, the Eagles 16, the Jacks 5.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food. Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate.
Welcome back to Lacapaul Valley. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball. The Eagles have a 17-5 lead. And there's an ace serve by Brandy Meyer again. Four ace serves here in set one. 18-5. The Eagles running away with it here now. Meyer serves again into Perkins. Ritter up front to Yamlin over the net. Here's Sawatsky going to set up Kahn for the hit, and it's out. Point Dawson Boyd. Oh, wait a minute. Did the referees change their mind? Nope, the point, they gave the point to the blackjack. Lindsay Lund, the senior, will serve for Dawson Boy. The serve goes way out of bounds. She hit that one way too hard. 19-6 Eagles. Boy, the Eagles are fired up, let me tell you. The bench is really into it. Here's Mikey Ann Elias with the serve into Ritter. Perkins up to Yomlin. Over to net it goes to Meyer. Swatsky with the set to Jalen Lee. And a whistle and a net violation on the blackjack. 20-6, Lacapara Valley. Close match there, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2. And then it's been all Eagles after that. Serve received. The Blackjacks having a tough time with the serve received. There's Tufto with a nice drive. And Elias with a dig in the back row. Here's Hamlin from the outside. Abby Hamlin with the kill. You know, the Eagles celebrate each point so hard, I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt. 21-6. Elias, Mikey Ann, serves into the back row to Ritter. Nice pass up to Bothan. Yamlin gets it over. Here's Hamlin. And a soft touch, and she can't get her over to that point. Dawson Boy, 21-7. Blackjacks will serve. Oh wait, they're gonna give the point to the Eagles. 22-6. I'm not sure why the referees changed their mind there, but they did. 22-6 now. Mikey Ann Elias will serve again. And a serve into Perkins. Boppin and Yamlin gets it over, and the Eagles try to save it, make the hand. Good effort there by Seppinen and Elias. 22-7. 22-7, Lacapara Valley, and the Blackjacks will serve. Number 9, Carmen Brewers, serving for Dawson Boyd. There's the serve by Carmen, goes in the back row. A serve there for Carmen, the senior. Randy Meyer and Elias ran into each other. Brewers will serve again. And that one, Elias will play up to Sawatsky. Here's Hamlin in the middle. Big hit, partially blocked there by Tufto. Now Boffin will get it over. Sawatsky a back set to Jalen Lee. A soft touch. Easy point there for Lacapara Valley. And it's 23-8 Eagles. Maya Sawatsky will serve. Number 2. Swatsky run jump serve for Maya. Into the back row to Lindsay Lund. Nice pass up to Boffin. Here's Johnson. Out. Set point for the Eagles. 24-8. 24-8 Eagles. Set point on the way. The next point for the Eagles. They win the set. The Swatsky. Perkins. Here's Johnson from the outside. Nice dig by Brandy Meyer. Oh, Seppinen saves it. My Mikey Ann over the net on the third hit. Here's Johnson again from the outside. Meyer hits it back on one hit. Boffin. Johnson from the outside again. And Reese Johnson gets her second kill of the set. Ooh, that was the best volley of the night by both sides. Brandy Meyer, Seppinen with some outstanding defensive plays there for Lacapara Valley. Still set point. Ritter will serve into Brandy Meyer. Passes the ball up to Sawatsky. Here's Lee to finish it, and she does. 25-9. The Eagles take set one over Lacapara Valley. Jalen Lee with her fourth kill in that set. We'll take a 3-minute break. And we'll be back with set number 2. Your UFP Mineo score, Lacapara Valley 1. Dawson Boyd, nothing. We'll be right back.
If all you want is a sip of water at the kitchen sink, any filter will do. water in the laundry, better water in the bathroom, better water at every tap, in every room for everyone in my home. Every time, everywhere I use water, every day. So I got a whole home filtration system from Culligan. Now I ask you, how long will it take for you to call the Culligan man?
Hey, Culligan man.
Your local Culligan man is Jason Hansen, 320-598-7511 in Madison. That's 320-598-7511 for Culligan.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Out there, they are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know: Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, welcome back to Lacaparral Valley, everyone. The Eagles took the first set 25-9, and the Blackjacks will look to rebound here and take set two. Hey, the Camden Conference Championship is being played in Mineota tonight. Vikings, the South champions of the Camden Conference. McRae, the North champions. Mineota took the first set 25-16. And that's an update there from Mineota High School. All right, here we go. Set number two is underway. The Eagles are serving. Sawatsky serves. Here's Tufto the drive. Nice dig by Brandy Meyer. Hamlin gets a kill. Her second. Well, something unusual between sets here. The teams changed benches. I haven't seen that for a long, long time. They don't do that in a regular season. They haven't done that for a couple of years. But for some reason, the section tournament, you must have to change, switch benches. So the Eagles are on my left now. And Blackjack on my right. I think that was Jalen Lee with a kill. Her fifth. 2-0. Lacaparral. Sawatsky continuing to serve. Here to start set two. Eagles took the first set. Maya hits it all long out of bounds on the back end. Eagles took the first set 25-9. Serving is Lund. Lindsay gets the whistle from the referee. Serves into Sepadin. Oh, nice back set. Blocked at the net by Kyler Yamlin. Oh, what a nice block by Kyler. She is just a ninth grader. And she's tied it up 2-2. Lund serves into Sepadin. Passes up to Swatsky. Here's Lee with a soft touch. Good! Jalen Lee again. Interim head coach Molly Hennen out on the floor with her clipboard, giving high fives to the girls coming out. And it looks like Peyton Sachs on the serve for Lacaparral Valley. But the Eagles dominated set one. Blackjacks really had a tough time with serve receive there. And there's Tufto. Oh, what a play by Mikey and Elias and Meyer, and now Yawen hits it into the net. Mikey and Elias save that one from hitting the floor, and somehow she passed it to Brandy Meyer, who got it over the net. 4-2, Acapulco Valley. Back serves, and the Blackjacks get it over on the first hit. Not sure who that was, didn't pick it up right away. But the Blackjacks get the point. It's 4-3. Kyler, the freshman, serving in to Mikey and Elias. Up to Swatsky. Lee gets a point again. Boy, Mikey and Elias doing a nice job passing the ball. Here in set two, she gets a high five as she comes to the bench from Coach Hannon. 5-3. Eagles. Lee will serve. And a service there by Jalen. She hits it into the net. Off the bench to serve is Natea Ritter. And the Dawson Boyd students. There's a lot of students here tonight. Both Acapulco Valley and Dawson Boyd. Ritter's serve is high, and it's in. In on the back line. Brandy Meyer decided to quickly let it go by her to hit the line, and that's good. And we're tied up 5-5. Ritter serves, and a kill by Bailey Boffin. The Eagles hit it over on one hit. Boffin hammered it right back. And for the first time tonight, Dawson Boyd has taken the lead, 6-5. Ritter serves, Elias, Lee. Eagles need to get it over the net, and Swatsky does that. Boffin will push it over into Elias. Swatsky, here's Meyer from the outside, and Brandy fanned on it. And it's a two-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 7-5, Blackjacks is your UFP Mineota score. And Ritter with a service error into the net for Dawson Boyd. 7-6. Here's Samara Seppinen. Samara looks over to Coach Hannon. Where to serve the ball, and she serves it right down the middle, and it's a good serve. It's an ace serve. As Kyler couldn't handle it in the back row. And Samara gets her first ace serve of the match. And Samara has tied it up 7-7. Seppinen serves again into Ayamlin. Boffin's going to set up Johnson. Lomatic again. Boffin to Reese Johnson. Incredible to watch. They are good. Reese can just hit the ball so hard. Bailey sets her up perfectly. Boffin with the serve. Seppinen up to Swatsky. And Kahn was attacking the net and mistimed that one and hit it into the net. Blackjacks back up by 2 points, 9-7. Eagles took the first set, 25-9. Dawson Boyd playing much better here in set two so far. Here's Stratmon. Now Yamlin gets it over. Elias Swatsky. Here's Kahn. Soft touch. Good. Callie Kahn with her first point. 9-8. Dawson Boyd. Here in set two. Brandy Meyer serving. And just cleared the net. Yamlin digs it up in the back row. Reese Johnson. And Perkins has to get it over in the third hit. She does. Eagles return it quickly. Johnson from the outside. Amlin, outside, soft touch. And it is in. Or is it out? Oh, it's a point for the Eagles. They've tied it up, 9-9. Number four, Brandy Meyer, serves over at Moen. There it is again. Boy, hard to Blackjacks. They do that all night long. Boffin Johnson. 10-9, Blackjacks retake the lead. Here's Reese with their run jump serve. It's tight. Goes in the back row. Lee. And the Eagles can't play it over on the third hit. Jalen almost hit the ball into the stands, and then Amlin chased it down into the stands, kept it alive, but they couldn't get it over on the third hit. Reese again with a quick serve in the lead. Swatsky setting up Kahn in the middle. Soft touch. Here's Wente. Oh, and Tyler Yamlin lost her balance as she was going to swing. Kind of an awkward moment there for Tyler. Blackjacks lead by a point here in set 2, 11-10. Mikey Ann Elias serves into the back row to Ritter. Poppin. And a good point there by Kaden Perkins. Perkins with the point. And Kaden will serve for Dawson Boyd. That was Kaden's second kill. Jalen Lee leads everybody in kills with 8. Slotsky, make that 9. 9 kills for Jalen Lee. 12-11. We're early in the second set, and Lee has already has 9 kills. For Lacaparo Valley, Jacks lead by 1, 12-11. And serving is number 2, 8th grader Maya Sawatsky. In the Ritter, a little too far, but Boffin chases it down. Now Addy Tufto throws it over. Here's Sepinon setting up Hamlin. Back to the Blackjack side. Tyler Yamlin from the outside, dug up by Brandy Meyer. Here's the set by Stratmon. And blocked by Jalen Lee. A block there by Jalen Lee. 9 kills and 2 block, or 1 block for Lee. I guess getting credit with Sepinon with the block too. Double block there. Tied up 12-12, folks. Swatsky serves into Ritter. Perkins passes up to Yamlin. She gets it over the net, but I think she carried it. She did. And the Eagles have retaken the lead here in set 2, 13-12. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports, Section 3A Volleyball. Playoffs. The winner moves on. The loser's done for the season. Boffin throws it over. Oh, sacrificing her body there was Brandy Meyer. Now Tufto gets it over on the third hit. Swatsky sets up Lee. Good. 10 kills for Jalen Lee. And what a set there by Swatsky. And Coach Haley Gritmacher calling a timeout. 14-12, Lacaparo Valley. That's your UFP Mineola scoreboard. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Filing in Dawson. In this election season, choosing a drainage contractor is a lot like choosing a president. It's a very important decision that shouldn't be taken lightly. We at Larson Tiling probably aren't the flashiest, the best-dressed, fast-talkers, and we're definitely not politically correct. We are not all sunshine and rainbows, but we will get the job done, guaranteed, like we have for over 70 years. We know what it takes to get the job done and do it right. Your farming future is at stake. So come on, man, choose wisely. Let's drain the swamp. I am Doug Breberg, and I approve this message.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacaparo Valley High School. Your UFP Mineola scoreboard, the Eagles 15, the Jacks 12. We're in set 2. Lacaparo Valley won the first set 25-9. We'll pick up the action here. Elias, Mikey Ann up to Sawatsky. Jalen Lee with another kill for Jalen Lee. Wow. She's going to have 30 kills by the time night's done, the way she's starting out here. You got to give credit to Sawatsky for setting her up. Maya will serve again. Serve into Perkins. Nice pass up to Boffin by Perkins. Sawatsky setting up Hamlin. And now Tufto, Lee punches it back over, and Ritter gets it over for Dawson Boyd. Now a whistle and a point for Dawson Boyd. I think Sawatsky hit the net. Stratmon's going to come out, and Lindsay Lund in. It's a three-point lead for Lacapaul Valley, 16-13. Lund serve into Seppinen. Here's Sawatsky. Lee with a drive and a kill for Jalen again. Here comes Peyton Sachs in the serve. Kahn out. Or that's Amlin out, excuse me. Peyton Sachs serving. Into Perkins. Up to Boffin. A slide there and a Tufto with the hit and it goes out of bounds. Addy a little too strong there. And it's 18-13. Coach Grittmacher out on the floor. Clapping her hands. Coach Hennen on the Eagles side also on the floor with her clipboard. And the Eagles serve into Perkins. Here's Kyler Yamlin and it's out. Yamlin hit it on the side court out of bounds. 19-13 and Coach Grittmacher's calling a timeout. Your UFP Mineo score, Lacapaul Valley 19, Dawson Boyd 13. We'll take another break. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more, awards, and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles lead Dawson Boyd in set two, 20-13. Eagles took the first set, 25-9. Lacapaul Valley looking to go up two sets, none here. They're 5 points away, and Brandi Meyer with a kill, her second. Or third, excuse me, for Meyer. And it's 21-13, Lacapaul Valley. The winner of this match will take on the Canby Lancers tonight at 7 o'clock. Oh, there's Addie Tufto. Addie Tufto with her first kill. And a happy birthday to Kelly. Kelly Tufto celebrating, Addie's mom celebrating a birthday today. She's sitting right below me here. Oh, and a serve by the freshman, Kyler Yamlin. Nice serve by Kyler. 21-15, Blackjacks trying to get back in the match here. They need this set, too. The serve, Meyer. Here's Lee, look out. Boom, automatic. 13 kills for Jalen Lee. Eagles are all smiles on the floor, let me tell you. They're having fun. Jalen Lee out there, serving into Perkins. Passes the ball up to Boffin. Here's Reese Johnson, and it's good. Reese hit the corner. Oh, she called it out. Oh, she called it out. Ooh, the Dawson fans not liking that. Well, that was obvious from up here that it was in. 23-15. Here's Lund. Here's Johnson. Blocked at the net. And the Eagles can't keep it all over on the third hit. Point Dawson Boyd. 23-16. 23-16. Lacapaul Valley. Set two. Here's Ritter. Serves in the Elias. Sawatsky up to Meyer. What a set by Maya Sawatsky and Brandi Meyer. Holy cow, what a set. Boy, Sawatsky just came flying in there. And, boy, I got... That's the A-plus cooperative play of the game so far. Set point for Lacapaul Valley. They can take set two here with a point. And Reese Johnson gets a kill, her fifth. And then the Blackjacks stay alive, 24-17. Bailey Boffin will serve. Boffin will serve for Dawson Boyd. Here's a serve. Goes into Lee. Sawatsky sets Meyer from across the way. And the Blackjacks had a net violation. And Lacapoix Valley takes set two, 25-17. And the Eagles go up two sets to none on the Blackjacks. We'll take a break here. Your UFP Mineola scoreboard. Lacapoix Valley 2, Blackjacks nothing. We'll come back with set 3 in a couple minutes.
Chris Swazinski, vote for Chris Swazinski.
Who's got ideas to get us on track?
Chris Swazinski, vote for Chris Swazinski.
Who wants to give you your power back?
Chris Swazinski, vote for Chris Swazinski.
Who wants to cut taxes? Yeah.
Chris Swazinski, vote for Chris Swazinski.
This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Woodstock Telephone's Woodstock Wave high-speed wireless internet has expanded. It's now available in Cottonwood, Lincoln, Lyon, Murray, and Pipestone counties. Woodstock Wave offers the most effective connectivity solutions for areas like the Lakes region. This product allows them to keep your rates low and service calls to your home to a minimum. Starts at just $49.95 a month, plus it offers 24/7 tech support. For more information, call 1-800-752-9397 or go online to wtcinfo.net.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out the House of Spirits Facebook page for weekly and daily specials. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, building our reputation one auction at a time.
We're back here at Lacapoix Valley High School, Section 3A Volleyball. The Eagles have gone up two sets to none on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. As I mentioned earlier, the winner will play at Canby at 7 o'clock this Friday night. The loser is done for the season. Here we go. Eagles and Blackjacks in set three. Get you a quick update on the Camden Conference Championship going on. Mineota hosting McRae. And it looks like Mineota is going to win set two. And they did, 25-18. So they go up two sets to none on the McRae Wolverines for the Camden Conference Championship. What a season those two teams have had, Mineota and McRae. And we'll see Canby on Friday. They've also had an outstanding season. All right, let's see. The Blackjacks have their work cut out for them. They need to take the first next three sets, and Jalen Lee just picked up her 14th kill to start set three. Eagles come in with a record of 12 wins and 10 losses. The Blackjacks are 5-21. Here's Swatsky with a serve into Perkins. Boffin back set to Addie Tufto. What a dig. Oh, but she can't get it over. Nice attempt there by Mikey Ann Elias. Number nine, she's a little barrel player wearing a different colored jersey than her teammates. Mikey Ann's in her red jersey. She beautiful attempt there on the dig. but just couldn't get it over the net. 1-1. Lock Carl fans are students in the Dawson Boyd. Students are doing the skull chant for some reason. Vikings lost yesterday. What's up with that? 2-1. Eagles lead here early in set three. Got football for you tomorrow night from RV Clay Field. Dawson Boyd hosting Lacapaul Valley. And Peyton Sack just served the ball out of bounds on the side. And so Ritter will come off the bench to serve for Dawson Boyd. Lakeview is up 2-0 on Yellow Menace Nice in the other pigtail game in Section 3A. Ritter serve is an ace serve. Oh, wait. That's the fourth hit. Ace serve there for Ritter. And the Blackjacks have taken a 3-2 lead. Ritter, the senior, serves tight into Elias. Nice pass from Mikey and to Sawatsky, and Lee unable to get it over on the third hit. Blackjacks have a 2-point lead, 4-2. Served by Ritter. Oh, a service there by 4-3. Blackjacks leading. Here's Jalen Lee, who's had a tremendous match so far with 14 kills. All set up mostly by Sawatsky. Oh, a nice take by Sawatsky, but oh, the referee on the ladder said it hit the floor. And Maya said, no, it didn't. But it's going to be a point for Dawson Boyd. Seppinen comes in along with Kahn for Lacapaul Valley. The skull chant continues here in the gymnasium at Lacapaul Valley. Bailey Boffin, the senior, serves. And Reese Johnson gets it over. Brandy Meyer gets the kill. Brandy Meyer, her sixth kill. And the Eagles are down by a point. Lacapaul took the first set, 25-9. They took the second set, 25-17. Right now, Dawson Boyd leading by 1.54. Here's Johnson from the outside. Lee digs it up in the back row for Lacapaul Valley. Meyer gets it over from the middle of the floor. Johnson off balance. Elias saves it for the Eagles. Meyer from the outside. Oh, a nice dig. And Kahn with a kill in the middle. Lindsay Lund with a nice dig there. Lindsay sacrificed her body there, hit the floor hard, but kept the ball off the floor. And it went over the net. It was an easy kill there for Meyer. Here's Samara Seppinen with the serve in the Ritter. Blackjack Lindsay Lund gets it over on the third hit. Here's Sawatsky setting up. Meyer, and it's good. Oh, my goodness. What another set. The Lacapaul students and the Dawson Boyd students seem to do some chants louder. Not quite sure what they're chanting, but it's loud in here. Oh, Callie Kahn with another kill. Callie, and the Eagles have taken the lead, 6-5. Here's number 13 for Lacapaul Valley, Samara Seppinen. 2-point lead for the Eagles. Seppinen serves in the Lund. Ritter. Blackjacks need to get it over, and Boffin does just that. Sawatsky setting up Kahn. Ritter digs it up. Boffin will throw it over in the corner. Jalen Lee up to Kahn again. Lund passes it to Bailey. Here's a slide, and Reese Johnson hits it out of bounds too hard. 8-5. Lacapaul Valley. Ortonville in the other section. Ortonville's not in Section 3. They're in the north half, or Section 5, I think. Ortonville beat Ashby in the first set, 25-20. Here's Brandy. Oh, nice dig by Lindsay. And Boffin gets it over instead of setting. And then, who was that? Sawatsky? I think it was Sawatsky. No, it was Brandy Meyer with the kill. And a timeout by Coach Haley Grittmacher, your UFP Minnesota score. Eagles 9, the Jacks 5 here in set 3. Eagles lead 2-0. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Section 3A Volleyball right here on Q92.
In a healthcare emergency, every minute counts. That's why you need an expert team close to home. The Johns Memorial Health Services Emergency Department delivers advanced care from 9 medical providers who are JMHS employees. This means the same medical provider will clinic. Get the advanced care you need quickly at Johns Memorial Health Services. We're here for you with high-quality, compassionate health care. Learn more at johnsmemorialhealth.org.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Cambie says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMinc.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Cambie.
Welcome back to La Caprile Valley High School. It's Section 3A Volleyball. The La Caprile Valley Eagles leading 2-0 on Dawson Boyd. Rivals here, and right now in set 3, the Eagles have a 5-point lead, 10-5. We'll pick up the action here. Reese Johnson hits it out of bounds, wrong. Boy, the Blackjacks are struggling tonight. Really having a hard time with the serve receive in the back row. Here's Seppinen serving. Samara gets it into Stratmon. Nice pass up front. And Johnson gets the kill. That all started from Claire Stratmon in the back row. And Reese Johnson just picked up her 6th kill of the match. And she's serving for Dawson Boyd. And a service there. Hit the ball into the net. Both head coaches, Haley Grittmacher and interim head coach Molly Hennon for the Eagles, they're on the court. I mean, they go right on the court to talk to the girls. Not sure what the rules are there, but it looks kind of strange. Oh, and then Maya Swatsky couldn't get it over to net. Couldn't play it off the net, I should say. Good effort there by Maya. 12-7. La Caprile Valley here in set 3. Eagles win this set. They'll play in Cambie on Friday. Here's Perkins with the serve into Brandy. Pass it up to Swatsky. There's a slide and a hit there by Kahn. Blocked at the net by Lindsay Lund. Perkins, Boffin. Here's Addie Tufto with a big hit, and Jalen Lee plays it in the back row. Jalen gets it over to net on the third hit. Boffin's going to set up Tufto. Ooh, she carried that one. This didn't get it off the fingertips, Bailey did. 13-7. I'll be in Laverne on Thursday for cross country. Starts at 4 o'clock. Who will go to the state cross country meet? We'll be following the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd cross country teams and also Cambie Mineota cross country teams. And it looks like rain. Did you see the forecast for Thursday? 50% rain in southern Minnesota. We'll take the rain. We can just hold off a little bit at 4 o'clock on Thursday in Laverne. That'd be great. At least it won't be snow. 4 years ago, we had a lot of snow. We had a snowstorm 4 years ago, I saw in my Facebook memories. Oh, and the Eagles serve, and it's 14-7. I think that was Mikey Ann Elias with the serve there. And Mikey Ann will serve again. The serve goes into the back. Ritter. Here's Johnson. This is Tufto, and it's good. Addie Tufto gets her second kill. Second kill for Addie. She has a block also for Tufto. 14-8 La Caprile Valley in set 3. And here's number 10 for the Blackjacks, Kyler Yomlin. And it's an ace serve for Kyler. Her second ace serve of the match. 14-9. On hand here tonight. I'm sure we're going to have a great crowd tomorrow night for football at RB Clay Field in Dawson. Oh, and Kyler had her Wheaties this morning. She smoked that one way out of bounds in the back line. And here's 8th grader Maya Sawatsky. Maya. Run jump serve. Over the net it goes to Perkins. She passes up to Tufto. Here's Lund from the outside. Saved by Hamlin. And Lee gets it over on the third hit. Boffin sets up Tufto. And it's out of bounds. Point lock to Barrow Valley. 16-9 Eagles. Set 3. Eagles took the first set 25-9. Took the second set 25-17. Sawatsky serves again. Into the back row to Perkins. Boffin setting up Tufto with a drive. Brandy Meyer. Here's Jalen Lee again. Jalen Lee. Wow, what a match. She has 15 kills. Oh, I'm sorry. 15 kills and a timeout by Coach Haley Grittmacher. So your UFT Minnesota score here in set 3. Lockefall Valley 17, the Jacks 9. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Great customer service isn't about never having an outage, technical issue, or a problem. It's about how you respond. Quickly and effectively is how MBTV Wireless Internet strives to put our members first. We work hard to keep you connected by monitoring our network 24/7. MBTV Wireless technicians respond quickly to get you and your family back online. Check out MBTVWireless.com.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
17-11, Lockefall Valley leading Dawson Boyd here in Section 3A volleyball playoff. Eagles lead 2-0 on the Blackjacks. We're in set 3. As we pick up the action, Lindsey Lund hits it in the corner to Sawatsky. Stepanen, the setter now. Jalen Lee. Oh, what a play by Boffin to get it over to net. Wow, Bailey with a tremendous play there. Here's Reese Johnson. Good. A kill for Reese Johnson. Her seventh. Oh, what a play by Bailey Boffin. Boy, she's athletic. Well, can the Blackjacks come back here? And now Lund serves it off on the side court. It'll be Lockefall Valley Volleyball, and they lead 18-12. Hamlin comes out. Peyton sacks in. Once again, tomorrow night, I'll be at RB Clay Field in Dawson for football. Section playoffs, Lockefall Valley and Dawson Boyd, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Reese Johnson does it again. Oh, Reese is really fun to watch. She's tall, and boy, she just looks smooth out there, and she can really hit the ball hard. One of the hardest hitters in the Camden Conference. 18-13. Lockefall lead. Boffin will throw it over. Elias saves it. Here's Boffin with the set all the way to Johnson, and it's a good again. Like I said, I would just keep feeding Reese Johnson all night. 9 kills for Reese. Hey, the Blackjacks fighting their way back into this one. Down by 4 points now. 18-14. Sawatsky setting up Lee. Boffin saves it. Johnson back to Bailey. And oh, Bailey hit it into the net. 19-14, Eagles. Eagles lead 2-0. Jalen Lee serving into the back row. Here's Johnson with a drive. Lee saves it. Play at the net. Kahn gets it over. And now Meyer hits it out of bounds on the side point. Dawson Boyd. Boy, the student sections, both student sections, Dawson, Boyd, and Lockefall Valley, they have not sat down. They have stood the whole match, chanting loudly. 19-15. Eagles lead by four. Here's Bailey serving in Jalen Lee. Swatsky throws it over. Blackjacks return it. Here's Meyer from the outside. Nice dig there by Ritter. But the Blackjacks can't get it over, and they scored their 20th point. Lockefall Valley 5 points away from advancing in Section 3A playoffs. Samara Seppinen will serve for Lockefall Valley. Nice serve. Lund plays it up. Here's Perkins. Oh, was that blocked? It was by Kahn. I thought it hit the net, but Kahn with the block. And it's 21-15. Here's Wente off the bench for Dawson Boyd. Number 13, Madeline Wente, a senior. Samara Seppinen waiting for the whistle from the referee. Brewer's in also for Dawson Boyd. Here's Seppinen with the serve. And it goes into Lindsay. Passes up to Bailey. Reese Johnson with a drive. Blocked out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. Boy, Reese Johnson racking up the kills here in set three. She has 10 now for the match. Lee, Jalen, 15, leads the Eagles. They're all scores of kills. Here's Reese Johnson with an ace serve for Reese. Blackjacks aren't going away quietly here. 21-17, trying to get back into it. They're down two sets to none. Here's Reese's serve again, and that's way too long. 22-17, Eagles. Hamlin comes in for Mikey Ann. And Brandy Meyer will serve. Here's the serve in the Lund. Boffin sets up Wente, and we got a carry on Bailey. 23-17. Camden Conference Championship going on. Mineola leading McCray two sets to none. They lead in the third set 15. Actually, it's tied now, 15-15. Camden Conference Championship. North versus South. Run from the outside. Blocked there by Callie Kahn. Here's play at the net. Wente and Kahn, and somebody ran into the net. No, we're going to have a do-over. It's a do-over. You don't see that too often in volleyball. Score remains 23-17, Lockefall Valley. I think the Eagles are serving. They are. Brandy Meyer has the volleyball. Coach Hennon showing Brandy where to serve in the Lund. Boffin back to, back set here. Brewer's gets it over. Swatsky setting up. Kahn with a drive, and Wente punches it over on the third hit. Nice play by Madeline. And a nice dig there by Madeline, but the Blackjacks can't play, and it's match point. Match point for Lockefall Valley, 25-17. Here's Brandy Meyer, and they serve, 25-17. They win it three sets to none over to Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And that's going to end the Blackjack season. 25-9, 25-17, and 25-17. Eagles will advance, and they're going to play at Canby at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Coach Hennon has the girls gathered around her for a little speech there, and we will take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show. Your UFP Mineola score, the Eagles 3, Dawson Boyd nothing.
Representative Chris Swazinski brings common sense and rural values to St. Paul. Chris worked to stop Minnesota's unfair taxes on Social Security and military retirement benefits. He also worked to shrink the property tax burden that Main Street businesses pay to the state. In order to ease the process of passing down farms and businesses to the next generation, Chris worked to cut property taxes for farmers and to eliminate their estate tax. Vote for Representative Chris Swazinski this November. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles sweep the Blackjacks tonight, 3 sets to none, 25-9, 25-17, and 25-17. So Lacaparral Valley will move on. They'll play Friday night at 7 o'clock in Canby, take on the Lancers. And our Neon Needles Subway player of the game is the center for Lacaparral Valley, an eighth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Hi, Maya.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining me. Wow, I tell you what, you did a great job tonight.
Thank you.
You like setting?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got you for the Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. You did a set. You're really off balance. I don't know if you remember.
I think I do remember that one. That was a little awkward.
Yeah, it was really off balance. Yeah. Like you're falling down and somehow got it to, was it Meyer or Brandy?
Yeah, I think it was Brandy. Yep.
Yeah, so, talk about the match tonight with Dawson Boyd.
I thought it was a super fun match. I thought we played very well and super scrappy. Dawson's a good team, and we came in there and got a win. It was really fun, and I had a great time.
You guys look like you're having fun out there. I mentioned it a few times. There's a lot of smiles out there.
Yeah, yep.
So, Yeah, I don't know how many sets you got. I haven't got the scoreboard yet, but there's a lot of them. So, you know, you're only in eighth grade. Do you think about that? You're out there playing with seniors and you're on varsity or not? No, not really?
No.
Well, you're in softball, you're an outstanding pitcher, too.
Thank you.
That was at seventh grade last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so what Coach Hannon say in the locker room before he came out here?
She just said we played very well. She just said it looked like we had a great time, and we did. It was just a fun game, and she was just really proud of us.
Yep. So you get the Canby Lancers Friday.
Yep, we do. Great game.
Your thoughts on that?
It's going to be a tough game, but I think we just need to play together. Just kind of do us and play how we did tonight, and I think we can pull a win.
Yeah, keep the errors down.
Yep.
Right? Don't beat yourself.
Yep.
Cammy's very good, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes, they are.
A lot of juniors on that
mm-hmm.
team. So.
Yep.
Well, maybe pull off an option. Okay. I'm going to let you go celebrate with your family and friends.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Boy, you got to give a shout-out to the student section
yeah.
for the night.
Thanks, Sexton. Yeah.
And they made some noise, didn't they?
Yes,
Can
they did.
Can you hear them out there?
Oh, yeah.
What theme night it was?
Country.
Country.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yep.
Where's your cowboy cap then?
Oh.
You got one?
Should have gotten one.
All right, thanks, Maya.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a feeling you're going to get plenty of Player of the Game t-shirts by the time you're done.
Oh, thank you.
Maya Sawatsky, or Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. Thanks, Maya.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. And I tell you what, you know, the Blackjacks finished the season 5-22. Not sure we'll talk with Coach Grittmacher or not if she's going to make her way up here, but want to give a shout-out to some of the seniors. Some of the seniors on the team here, Natea Ritter, Addison Tufto. The other seniors are Reese Johnson, Bailey Boffin, Carmen Brewers, Lindsay Lund, Madeline Wente. And I believe I counted seven seniors for the Blackjacks. And joining me here is Haley Grittmacher, Dawson Boyd, and I just was talking about the seniors.
Yeah, we have seven seniors. They make a huge athletic impact in our program, and their skills will be missed next year, for sure.
Yeah. Well, talk about the match here tonight.
We just couldn't find a way to get our passing together.
Yep.
They continued to serve tough. We knew that was coming. Couldn't control things on our side of the court. It's tough. It stings.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you have some nights like that. The serve and receive wasn't working the best, and but you had your moments. You cut it in set two. You cut it to, well, you took the lead, actually, in set two.
Yeah.
7-5, and, you know, so.
Yeah, we came out in set two more aggressive. I said, you know, now that we're passing the ball well, we've got to take care of the ball as hitters. I felt like we did a really nice job in set two of doing that. But unfortunately, it just came down to a lot of unforced errors.
Yep.
Hitting the ball out of bounds quite a bit tonight. And so, unfortunately, when you have more errors than kills or aces, you know, it just,
yep.
the apple doesn't fall your way.
Maya Sawatsky just said that. We just can't beat ourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Talking about Canby Friday, we can't beat ourselves, can't help them.
Right, exactly, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some of your seniors. Give some time to some of your seniors there.
Yeah, absolutely. Give time to each of them. So, Natia Ritter, our libero, she played a little bit for us last year as a DS. She just is a kid who's going to do whatever she's asked. Wherever she plays, actually, she started the season not as our libero on the bench.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kyler Yalmond was our libero to start the season. And so, you know, she just worked herself back into the lineup, and she's just a good kid and an even better teammate. So really, really happy to have her on the floor for us this year. Addie Tufto, number three, she's been in the middle for us now like a season and a half. She came in and made a big impact last year, front row and back row in the middle, because we ran middles all the way around last year. And this year she's had some fiery games. She's got just strong, aggressive, quick swing. We always say, like, I think her dance has helped her jump because she can just kill the ball. And so
it's funny you say that, because that's what I mentioned on the broadcast. You know, she's in dance.
Yep.
You can see the athleticism.
Yeah, and Reese Johnson as well is in dance.
Yep.
And so we kind of credit, you know, their ability to get off the floor and be quick to their equating to their dance skills. So, and Reese Johnson, another senior for us, she's got a heavy arm. She swings so hard.
Sometimes when that ball ricochets off of a passer, you know, on the other side, it's flying into the bleachers because she just hits it so hard.
Yep. That's what I said about Reese all season long. I mean, one of the hardest hitters in the Camden Conference.
Yeah, for sure. She has made a huge impact as well. She started in the middle for us, but moved to the outside once we were able to solidify a second middle, and just has really made a big impact from the outside.
Is she going on the? Do you know what her plans are or anything?
No, she is not as of right now. But she's a great volleyball player.
She should play college volleyball.
She should. She absolutely should.
Yep.
Bailey Botham, number 7, is our setter. She's started for us in many, many roles since 8th grade, so for 5 years. When she started, she was in the middle for us. It was kind of during COVID. We had a lot of kids, like, out, so she would just be a utility player, play lots of different roles for us. And then last year transitioned into being our setter full-time, and does a nice job distributing the ball. She's athletic, and, you know, she's not a setter who needs, like, A, B, C, D, this is how you get to the ball.
Yep.
She just needs go get the ball, and she can throw it up wherever she's at on the floor. So it's fun to have athleticism in your setter.
Yep.
So, that's going to definitely be a void to fill next year. Madeline Wente, she came in and served for us quite a bit. Tonight she played a little bit of right side and a little bit of middle there in the third set. Just a utility player. She always comes to practice with a positive attitude, is always working hard. It doesn't matter how her day went, she is always there to cheer up her teammates. And so it's been great to have her on the roster as well.
Yeah.
And then our last, oh, we got two more here. Carmen Brewers, number 9. She hasn't played a whole lot this year, but has found her groove from the service line towards the end of the season here. So she's came in to serve for us quite a bit lately. Served tonight, had an ace and a good serve. So fun to see her make an impact as well. Again, a positive attitude. Always working hard. And then last, we have Lindsay Lund, and she's played a variety of roles for us as well. So last year, she started the season for us as our libero, and then was a DS towards the end of the season. This year, she came in and was an outside hitter for us, but we have 4 of those on our roster, so we needed to find a little bit of a different role for her. She's played a little left back, a little right back, and she finished tonight on the outside. We just couldn't find offensive production, so... we threw her on the outside to give us that production. She's always a good leader, positive, makes an impact, wants it. She's just got a go-getter attitude. So, like I said, our seniors made a big athletic impact. And, you know, when you lose, I mean, five starters, you know, it'll be
You got some young girls that played a lot of varsity this year,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we start 1 sophomore and 2 freshmen, so that'll help fill the void. You know, there's some experience there in Caden Perkins. She's played a variety of roles for us. The middle this year towards the end of the season was an outside last year, and at the beginning of the season this year, her and Reese every once in a while switch it up, and, you know, that's why it's so nice to have versatile players. Reese will hit a little in the middle, Caden will hit a little in the middle, then they'll switch and outside, you know, so it's nice to have that versatility. Kyler Yomland started the season as a libero, but transitioned to the outside. As of the last few weeks, she's been playing 6 rotations for us. So, you know, that experience is invaluable going into her sophomore year. And then Claire Stratmon as well played a lot of right side for us on varsity from beginning second week of September on, pretty much. And she works her butt off, and we're hoping to mold her into a setter. She was a setter on JV this year.
Yeah.
And so hoping to have her fill that void. But we've got some younger players coming up, hopefully, that can fill that void as well.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
All right. And, Haley, I know how much time you put into the program. You put a lot of time in this.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. I have put a lot of time into this program. And So, I miss my kids.
Yeah.
I miss bedtime a lot. So that's always hard, but...
You got a good bus driver, too?
I do, yeah. My husband drives our bus, and he brings our girls with, and so I'm just lucky that Dawson Boyd allows me to do this with my family.
Yeah.
and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's right. Yep. You know, I know how close you get with the girls and their families and everything. And
yep.
Yeah, I have your ups and downs.
That's right.
More ups and downs, though, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We're always focusing on the positive. That's a big thing that we're working on in our program. There's an app that was created by the head coach at Creighton University and her husband. And it talks about how you got to train your mind every day. So if we're not training our mind every day, we're probably focusing on the negative. And so we're just constantly working on focusing on the positive. Every day is a new opportunity.
Yep.
And
it's not all about wins and losses.
No, it's not.
It's way more than that, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's about just creating good humans and productive members of society. We want these girls to go out and be doctors, be nurses, be teachers, be construction workers, customer service, whatever they want to do. But we just want them to be strong women. We want them to stand up for themselves. We want them to be polite. And
I'm sure you can say this about your high school career, too. I know I can. I don't even remember what I remember. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I remember how the coach made me feel.
Absolutely.
I remember how my teammates made me feel. And that's what it was, the bond you have.
Yeah, and I definitely attribute my want for personal success for the kids versus volleyball success to my college coach, Joe Susenguth, who coached at Mineota for many years, then coached at Ridgewater, is now at Morris. He wanted us to be better people than volleyball players. You know, we're here for volleyball, but at the end of the day, it's about being a better person.
Right.
And I truly attribute all of what I've learned to him.
He's outstanding. I know him a little bit.
Yeah,
too, so
absolutely. He's an amazing person.
I started broadcasting volleyball when he was at Mineota.
Wow. Yeah,
that was before my era
at Ridgewater. So it's been a while. Yeah.
Well, but you do a fantastic job, Haley, and I appreciate you and what you do with the Dawson Boyd Volleyball Program, and thank you for taking the time all the time to come and visit with me.
Yes, thank you. We really appreciate the coverage. You know, people are always like, can I watch it somewhere online? And I'm like, you can, but it's more fun to listen to it on the radio, right? Or we're watching it, but we should play Paul Ramo in the background because he makes it way more fun to listen to,
well,
right?
You're too kind.
Well, thank you.
I enjoyed doing blackjack volleyball.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Haley Grittmacher, the head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Hey, the Camden Conference matchup, Mineota leading 2-0, but McRae is right now leading in set 3, 22-19 down in Mineota. Lakeview swept YME tonight, 3-0 in the other pigtail game. So just taking a look at the next round will happen Friday in section volleyball. Mineota will take on Lakeview in Mineota. Wabasso will host Renville County West Friday night. And McRae will host Central Minnesota Christian. And then the Canby Lancers will host the Lacaparral Valley Eagles. That's a 7 o'clock start in Canby on Friday night. And you'll hear that right here on Q92. And we'll be on the air tomorrow night. I'll be at RB Clay Field. The Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team will start section play as they host the Lacaparral Valley Eagles in high school football. That's tomorrow night, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And the winner of that football game will take on the Bold Warriors Saturday afternoon in Olivia at 3 o'clock. Thursday, I'll be in Laverne for section cross country. We'll see who makes it to the state cross country meet. We'll be following Dawson Boyd, Lacaparral Valley Boys and Girls Cross Country Team, as well as Canby and Mineota. That's Thursday, 4 o'clock, right here on Q92. And as I mentioned, I'll be in Canby on Friday and Olivia on Saturday. Section Sports. I want to thank all our fine Section Sports sponsors and UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor. Appreciate them. Appreciate Mike working the board tonight back at the studio. And with that, we'll see you tomorrow night from RB Clay Field in Dawson for Section 5A football playoffs. Once again, your final score here from Lacaparral Valley High School, the Eagles defeat Dawson Boyd 3-0. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Section Sports Coverage on Q92 brought to you by Canby Meat Center, Southwest Insurance Services, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Larson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, B. Johnson Electric, Edward Jones & Company, Tron Tassel Seeds, First Security Bank of Canby, Purus, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Lackbrow Cloth Oil Company, Sturtevant of Canby, State Bank of Taunton, Dixon Chiropractic, Swearable Designs. Section Sports brought to you by Heather Nursery, Larson Brothers Concrete, Lackbrow Corn and Soybean Growers, Minnesota West Community College, City Hall Bar and Grill, UFP Minneota, Doug Service and Marine, House of Spirits, Appleton, Myers Electric and Infrared, Farmers Union Oil Company, Ludwigs and Tiling, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Wolfslager Concrete, Invenergy, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Appleton Area Health, Chibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Citizens Alliance Bank, Tufte Auto and Sales, Prins Bank, Dawson Dairy Queen, CCM Health, Gisselson's Hardware, Section Sports brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Kluwer Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, A&B Auto, Haas Seeds, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Independent Oil Company, Strand Agency, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Miller Services Incorporated, Greater Community Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Section Sports brought to you by Woodstock Telephone Company, Culligan, KB's Bar and Grill, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Lean Lumber, Canby Farmers Grain, Dawson Truck Parts, B&B Electrical Contractors, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus, Lee Motor Company, Minneota Building Center, Warren Triggerstead, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Sather Building Supplies, MVTV Wireless, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Chris Wodzinski for House, Vortex Ag, Prairie Sun Bank, Section Sports brought to you by Cargill and Madison, Madison Bottling, Appleton Dental Clinic, Pete's Electric Motor, Kennett's Chiropractic Center, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Gruel Electric, Jim's Market in Canby, NB Golf Cars at Hendricks, Haugen Insurance Agency, and Cliff of Eastman Incorporated.
And UFP Minneota for being a premier sponsor for Section Sports.
Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.